it really is the only job I'd consider leaving here for. And the chief there, whose name is Robert Hudd, has been a longtime colleague and someone that I turned to as a young chief, and he gave me a lot of wise advice and counsel. I learned a lot from him. He's run a great program there. They have beautiful facilities. You know, they're a nationally accredited police organization, and it is a much broader job. I'll also be overseeing two fire departments. The police department is set up over multiple regional campuses along with the main campus and stores. There's a fire department in Farmington, and I also have oversight of the ambulance service. So it's a very broad job with a lot of significant challenges. The added benefit for me is that, you know, I will be 45 miles from the place I grew up. You know, when you put those two things together, it was one of those opportunities I just couldn't pass up.
You'll take over. What's your starting date there?
We haven't quite figured that out yet. Obviously, I need to work with the chancellor here on a transition. You know, this has happened relatively quickly in terms of Connecticut putting the announcement out. The chancellor and I have had some conversations. You know, we need to sit down and come up with a good transition team. You know, there are great people here in this police department and over at the Police Training Institute, so I'm confident that transition will happen smoothly and the university will then embark on finding my replacement.
Well, what qualities does your successor need here? What kind of things do you want to make sure continue?
Well, I think those are the qualities you're always looking for in a police chief. The Champaign's doing their own search now. You know, you need someone who's fair-minded, reasonable, you know, who will advocate for their officers and do a fair job holding their officers accountable when they need to be held accountable. You know, they are human beings and they're fallible, and, you know, we all make mistakes and, you know, those things happen. But, you know, you also need someone at a university who understands the uniqueness of policing at a university and all the things associated with that.
Well, what do you look upon as your proudest achievements here? What things will you reminisce about at the U of I?
Yeah, well, you know, I've made such great friendships here. I mean, the people here are just absolutely tremendous, and the community has been tremendous to me. You know, I think some of my greatest accomplishments, maybe things that aren't even on my resume, I do take a lot of pride in, you know, higher education and how it's a privilege working at a university and really encouraging the officers I had at UMass and now here to achieve their degree. And so many of them have gone back to school since I've been here and have achieved their bachelor's or their associate's degree. So I'm proud for them that they've done that. I think just overall improving our quality of service, you know, and increasing our staff. We've gone from 55 to 66, some of those supported by a federal grant, so that's pretty significant. You know, you really want your officers to come to work with a sense of pride and service. I mean, we are service-driven, and our primary mission is not us, and it's not about us, it's about our community. And the University of Illinois Police Department has a great culture in that regard.
One part of the trustees meeting in Springfield was the pitch to SAFE, the Police Training
mm-hmm.
Institute.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the presentation made by Mayor Laurel Prossing and some lawmakers, and what hope is there?
You know, I admire Mayor Prossing and our local legislatures. They're wonderful people who want to do what's best for the community. PTI, you know, the value of PTI is that it just trains great police officers, and it will be a loss not necessarily solely to the university, but to the community and the state as a whole. And, you know, I'd hate to see it go. You know, I understand during tight budget times, you know, the university has to make difficult decisions and focus on its core mission. But if there's an opportunity to increase its funding, you know, I think there's always a chance.
Anything else you want to accomplish in the next few months before you leave the university?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, my accomplishments in the next few months are really to try to continue to enhance the safety of the campus and just really work towards a smooth transition and say goodbye to the folks here that I hold near and dear.